Boyd, parent, I think Boyd had some...
Recording in progress.
Okay, Mark, would you lead us to the Pledge of Allegiance?
Pledge allegiance, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. Good evening. This is April 25th. It's the Candia Zoning Board of Adjustment meeting. Amy, let the record show that Boyd Chivers is absent and all the other members are present. And Amy, would you read the agenda, please?
Case number 23-001, continued. Applicant, owner Bob and Claudia Carr, 17 Vassar Street, Manchester, 03104. Property location 669 High Street, Candia, New Hampshire, 03034, map 405, lot 48. Intent to request a variance to waive terms as stated in Article 2, Section 2.05 to build multiple dwellings on one lot.
Let the record show that there is no one here representing Claudia Carr. The agreement was drafted by Mr. Carr's attorney. He sent the agreement to our attorney, who looked over the document, made changes to the document. It was sent to members of our board who made comments about the document. The changes were sent to we had other questions. They were sent to our attorney. So the document has been changed a couple of times. We sent the final copy of the document to Mr. Carr's attorney with the changes that our attorney requested. We have not heard back from Mr. Carr's attorney relative to the changes that we have suggested in his document. We don't know if he will agree to them or not. My understanding is that we have 90 days from the time an application is submitted to the board for us to make a decision, and that includes the time that we spend working on documents such as the one with the declarations that came with this meeting. I believe this is the 86th day. We unfortunately missed a meeting in February because of a snowstorm, so that's pushed us to the 90-day limit. We have to make a decision tonight on this, or Mr. Carr's attorney has to request an extension, has to allow us to have an extension, to give us permission to extend the decision-making process for another 30 days. And without that, we have to make a decision based on this. So we have two choices tonight. We can deny this application because we don't have enough information. We don't know whether Mr. Carr is accepting of the document that we have here, in which case Mr. Carr would have to start all over again. Or we can, I'm not even sure if we can see if Mr. Carr can get us a letter by Friday asking us to extend this. I see a car driving in the driveway. Perhaps that's the applicant. I don't know. But I think it's a real uncomfortable situation because we don't have the information we need to make the decision, because we don't know if Mr. Carr will accept the conditions that are set forth here. His attorney hasn't gotten back to us, so we don't know if he's going to accept this. Without that, from my readings from Mike, that if we can't make the decision, then we have to deny the application, and then Mr. Carr would have to reapply.
Can I ask a question for clarification?
Absolutely.
The 90 30-day rule from the initial filing of the application. If we made a decision this evening on day 86, what stops the applicant from appealing? Like if we made any decision and we sent a notice of that decision, we give the applicant always gets the ability to appeal. Because because the 90 days is close to 90 days, if we made an made a decision within 90 days, cannot the applicant still appeal it? Because he's got 30 days to appeal. So I don't know if that 30-day appeal notice has anything to do with the 90 days, because it's 90 days for us to make a decision.
Well, there's a difference between him appealing and him extending that 90 days. He is the only person who can give us more time. He can say, I'll allow you another 30 days to work on this and make a decision. Appealing, if we deny, for example,
What if we accepted?
We don't know if he accepted.
No. We accept as the board.
If we accept this as a board.
And he has the ability to appeal if he doesn't like it.
Here's the thing about appeals, though. I'd have to find it exactly in here, but my understanding is that appeal is you can appeal a decision of the Zoning Board of Adjustment, but in order to appeal, you have to have information that was not available to you at that time. Give me a minute. Let me look.
Thank you.
Find out the. I know that it's very narrow and very specific reasons to appeal. CBA. Powers to subdivisions, powers to decisions. That's planning board. Building Code of Appeals. Let me see if I can find it in the back here. I remember that it was very specific the reasons that you could appeal. And I don't remember what they are. Amy, do you think you could check the RSAs? Do you know how to get onto them online, don't you?
On our site or
on our site? Yeah, just on. No, you can check them. On the state website.
Which one do you want me to?
Appeals to ZVA decisions. Airports appeals. Planning boards, property taxes. Limits, board of adjustment. Review of decision zoning. Let me see, 674. Let's see if I can find it.
676.5.
Oh, yeah. Appeals to the Board of Adjustment. No.
No.
It's appealing the decision. We're appealing the decision of a ZBA.
It says the first step is an appealing
third party review. And
so it's RSA 677:2.
Okay.
According to what I just looked up.
Okay, so let me see.
The motion must be filed within 30 days, subject to further requirements found in the statute.
So it's at 677?
Colon 2.
Okay.
According to this Google.
Oh, motion for rehearing. The motion for rehearing before Zoning Board of Adjustment must specify in the motion grounds upon which a rehearing was sought and the provision that no grounds not set forth in the motion could be considered by the Superior Court on appeals from the board. Did not give the moving party the right to control the scope of the proceedings or hearing. Rather, it was intended to ensure that the board has the first opportunity to pass upon errors. Compliance with this requirement that a hearing be applied for within 20 days was mandatory. A motion for rehearing as originally filed. Oh, okay, that's not it. Requirements of a motion for rehearing. Persons entitled to a rehearing. Where a zoning board of adjustment denied a property owner's motion for rehearing, the owner was not required to set. Nope. Zoning was not likely granted affirmation. They give you analysis. I don't want that. Oh, yeah. Here's what I want. Within 30 days after any order or decision of the Zoning Board of Adjustment or any decision of the local legislative body or a board of appeals in regard to its zoning, the selectmen, any party to the action or proceedings, or any person directly affected thereby may apply for a rehearing in respect to any matter determined in the action or proceeding or covered or included in the order, specifying in the motion for rehearing the grounds, therefore, and the Board of Adjustment, a Board of Appeals, or the local legislative body may grant such a rehearing if in its opinion, good reason, therefore, is stated in the motion. This 30-day time period shall be counted in the calendar days beginning with the date following the date upon which the board voted to approve or disapprove the application. Provided, however, that if the moving party shows that the minutes of the meeting at which such a vote was taken included the written decision were not filed within 5 business days after the vote pursuant to RSA 676-3, Roman numeral 2, the person applying for the rehearing shall have the right to amend the motion for rehearing, including the grounds, therefore, within 30 days after the date on which the written decision was actually filed. If the decision complained against is made by a town meeting, the application for rehearing, and that's all, that's what it says, rehearing procedures.
So, my interpretation would be is it's somewhat subjective by the board with their ability to, accept the appeal. It does say it has to state a reason, but it doesn't really go into specifics about that reason.
No. I don't see really what the issue is. I think we approve or disapprove this and send it to their people, and if they agree, they sign it. If they don't agree, then they appeal.
I'm kind of leaning here with Ron because
they have.
I do believe that they have the right to appeal. So that's my. That's kind of how I'm leaning at this point.
I mean, obviously, if they look at it. You would think that the attorney would have gotten back to you if he had a problem with any part of that.
We can't assume that they're going to accept it, though. We have to know.
No, we don't know whether he's going to accept it or not. Well, we don't really care. We've approved this, basically what we have in front of us is what we've approved.
Right.
If you don't like it, then appeal it.
Right, and
simple.
What does saying nothing mean from their side?
I don't know.
What's that tell us if they say nothing?
It could say they forgot, which happens.
I doubt that they forgot.
It could say that they felt it was a done deal and they didn't need to be here.
Yeah, I would sooner think that.
You know, that they didn't have any objections. I'm only putting words into their mouth because they're not here to answer that question.
I really don't think we care.
Want me to check my email?
Yes, please do.
Yeah, you probably ought to, but...
Yeah.
Did Amy say that she had emailed them?
She did send this to them yesterday.
I don't know about being here, but...
You can't really summons them. You give them the
information. Well, they knew we were meeting to discuss this. Right. We discussed it at the last meeting, and they knew we... And I don't like to make assumptions on the fact that they've accepted this. I would have liked to have heard.
From our standpoint, we really don't care.
Well, I would have liked to heard from them understanding
that. Well, it would be nice to
know. No, but I'd like to make sure that they understood what exactly we meant here, because there's, you know, you have euphemisms for the agricultural buildings. Well, there's a difference between putting on a 20 by 40 foot greenhouse and growing vegetables for your family, and putting up 10, 30 by 150 foot greenhouses and growing tomatoes, which you process in the barn and then ship out someplace, or spinach or some other thing that, and suddenly you realize your mother has a great recipe for
even
spinach.
Even that is still basically agriculture, but
commercial. But we've said that the barn, the use of the barn, and I think it needs to be in the minutes, that the use of the barn, he could build the barn, it was non-commercial use, and he stated very specifically in the minutes that it was for his personal use, and that that there could be, there were several things that says.
I'm going to read Boyd's, what Boyd said at the last meeting. This was regarding, if you don't mind. Said restrictions shall be recorded at the Rockingham Registry of Deeds in a format acceptable to the town of Candia. So they provide us with the restrictions. They can draft up the restrictions. They can draft up what the restrictions are, the ones that they think are going to satisfy this board. They provide them to us. We give them to council, which we did. Council signs off on it, which they did, our council. They get the variance. And that was the statement that Boyd made in the minutes. So I don't know if there's a problem, and I know we're trying to be super thorough, but may I ask Amy, may I ask you a question?
Of course.
I'm sorry. You emailed the attorney or you emailed the applicant?
All three, the engineer, and the applicant.
And the assumption I'm going to make, and that could get me in big trouble, is that they don't have any concern
because all three of them received
a document.
I want to get clarification. You just said the attorney signed off on it.
It said council.
Council signed off on it.
He
didn't sign off on it. He made adjustments.
Our council did.
Yeah.
Our council.
Yeah.
And
it doesn't specify.
I thought that's what he was.
It doesn't. What it talks about is they provide us with the restrictions.
That's their declarations, right, Mark?
Yes.
That's their declaration.
Yeah.
Okay.
They can draft up what the restrictions are, the ones that they think are going to satisfy this board. They provide them to us. We give them to council, which indicates our council.
Mm-hmm.
Council signs off on it, which he has,
because
he's adjusted it. They get the variance. So I see, the way I read this is that they gave us a document, our council had to sign off on it, which they did by making adjustments. We've given this document to the applicants, plural, and the attorney for the applicants, and they're not here. I take that to mean they have no objections. I'd like to move forward with accepting this document, and if the applicant and the applicant's attorney has a problem, I believe they can appeal because there's new information, which, if to use that as a criteria, which is very subjective, they could say, we didn't realize that we had to be there, and that's very subjective. I think that they have a remedy if they don't like it. By delaying another 30 days, I view that as even more of a burden on the applicant when this document is actually exactly what we asked for and it's been approved by our council.
Yeah. We don't have the authority to go beyond this meeting because we have to make a decision
tonight.
And the thing, I think Tony said something earlier that Mr. Carr has made a list of rights that he feels that he has, but our attorney has, I think, made it very clear to him that satisfying, he said, reserves the following rights, and then he added, for non-commercial use, which is what we said, that it could be non-commercial, subject to satisfying all Town of Candia land use regulations. So he reserves these rights, but we're telling him, you may reserve yourself those rights, but you have to get, in some cases, permission for the zoning board or the planning board to exercise those rights, and those rights have to be within what is allowed within the town ordinances.
Do they accept that? That's X. We don't know because they're not here.
And what about the specificity of the conservation easement?
We can't, according to Mike, he did specify that he would give us a, that he would be amenable to a conservation easement, but we cannot force him.
No.
Mike said we cannot force him to give us a conservation easement.
I believe that the applicant has rights and the right to appeal, which keeps us moving forward. And if the applicant has an issue, they'll make an appeal, which they have the right to do after we send them the approval of this as is, as long as we do that within 5 days, which I know we normally do. And then they have up to 30 days, I believe, to appeal. And so I don't think we have removed any rights from the applicant. I think that we've said in our minutes that we were going to submit this to council, our council, based on that statement, and we've done that. And we have a document which I'm comfortable with, and I think we should move forward.
Okay.
That's my opinion.
I agree completely. I think that everything, we're happy with what's here, and
if
applicant has an out, if he's not happy with it, let him appeal.
If we were taking any right away from the applicant, I would not be in favor of this. But I don't think we're taking any rights away from the applicant because they can simply make an appeal and keep the ball rolling.
If he was that concerned about the time factor, that he should have been here and approved it or disapproved it at that point.
And I believe they do know about the 90 days, don't they, Amy? Do they know about that we're at the 90-day limit?
I don't know.
They have counsel.
This is true. Okay. Tony, did you have any comments? Questions or?
I'd just like to see him accept it. Accept this before the 90 days is up. Can that be done by way of email or look?
No, it has to be.
Drop dead date here.
It either has to be done here. No, it has to be done at the meeting here or, and we have, if we don't accept this because he has not given us his approval of this, then we have to deny his application and he has to start all over.
And we don't want to do that to him.
Well, it's not, I mean, we're not doing it to him, Ron.
Yeah, we don't have
to
deny
he's
it.
He's doing it to himself. No, I understand. And if our board feels, we know that he's been notified, if our board feels that this covers the conditions that we set upon him to allow him to build those three buildings, but that he can't subdivide the land, and he understands that he needs to follow all he has set forth a list of rights that he believes he has, but we are saying to him only if they meet the requirements of the Town of Candia, either planning or zoning.
Yep.
What page are you on, Mark?
I'm at line 378. This is a comment that I made. I think Boyd's motion, where we are asking the applicant to bring the restrictions, the town attorney says that meets the spirit of the ordinance, the decision of this board. Once the attorney signs off on it, and this is in reference to our attorney, we're done. Basically, the attorney signs off that their document meets our motion. Our attorney is signing off that their document meets our motion.
Well, the thing is, if this is not acceptable to him, then he'll have to appeal.
That doesn't hurt his rights.
Well, whatever happens, he would have to appeal You know, if he was sitting here and didn't like what we come up with.
Well, he could give us an extension of 30 days.
Well, he could, but what's the difference?
Well, then that gives you a chance to, he doesn't like this, we change this, we change something, he changes something, and it gets back. But every time that there have been a couple changes in this, and we've sent them to his attorney, and we've not heard anything back from them. So
The bottom line to me is I believe that this document, this declaration, protects the town. And that's where I come down in favor of this. It protects the town, and it maintains the right of the applicant to appeal.
My concern was that I didn't want our board to sign a document that gave away the town's rights so that this applicant could come in at a further time and say, but it says right here that I have the right to do this. And Mike and I have gone back and forth, and he very specifically added those sections about the limiting the rights to non-commercial use and allowing...
if it meets town zoning, then it's fine.
Then he can appeal. He can either go to zoning or planning if he wishes to do something different.
I think this document protects the town.
Yeah, I do too. I think the biggest issue here is there's a real issue about what is commercial agriculture versus what's farming. And that, I'm not sure where it's defined.
But that's an agricultural zoned area, correct?
Well,
it's residential.
We don't have an agricultural zoned area. But there's, there's a limit someplace where 3 acres of greenhouse becomes a commercial operation and not strictly an agricultural operation. But that really isn't, that's not a big concern here.
I'm going to make a motion if you'll
allow
me to.
Okay, I will accept the motion.
I make a motion that we accept this document as presented by Town Council and move forward with finalizing the variance to the applicant.
I'll second that.
Okay, any discussion? Tony?
As long as we're protected with this?
Yep.
I believe we are.
Okay. And the only way they can adjust it is to appeal it?
That's correct.
Yep.
Okay.
And to further answer your question, Town Council is happy with this document.
Okay.
And I can't, I'm going to go with the council's advice or their knowledge.
All right.
Okay. Any other discussion? I'll call for a vote on the motion.
Aye.
Run.
Mark Romakaitis, aye.
Saad, aye.
Steinitz, aye.
Okay, we have approved, let the record show that we've approved the declarations and that they be sent a copy sent to the applicant with his notice of appeal, with his notice of acceptance. Okay, so, yes.
Going forward with this, beyond notifying the applicant, when does it go to the county for registration and all that other stuff?
Did
Boyd write that down there, Mark?
I believe we register it in the county, don't we? I know that the planning board does. I don't know if we have no process for doing that.
Yeah, we don't. It's usually at the planning board stage, but...
Well, it states that it has to be registered.
Somewhere.
It does.
I don't think it's in this document, though.
It's in the second part of it.
Yeah.
I can check with council the process to
follow. Okay.
I mean, that's a filing which is probably done quite easily.
And this is actually the declaration. I think our attorney will print up a whatever copy, and we can find out from him how it's done.
What's on the last page?
This
first paragraph.
This is, that's, I believe that that's
said conveyance?
I think that's his deed.
That's the deed.
That's his deed. This is going to be attached to his deed.
Right.
I mean, I think that's a...
Okay, for declarant's title, see the quitclaim deed from Candia Carr. So this is the deed, the quitclaim deed.
Yeah.
So this has to be signed, it has to be registered, and we'll find out from our attorney how that gets registered.
Why don't we follow up at the next meeting on the agenda just to confirm that the recording was made?
Good suggestion.
Or is in process so we don't lose track of it.
Good suggestion. Amy, we make a note of that so that we know that. Okay, the next item is the review of minutes. Has everybody had a chance to look over the minutes? Does everybody have any questions about the minutes? If not...
I like the line item numbers.
I think it's so much easier to look for a place to make changes if you have questions or anything, to have those. So thank you, Amy, for the good clarity of these minutes. Would somebody make a motion to accept the minutes?
I make a motion that we accept the minutes of the March 28th meeting as presented.
I'll second that.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay. Amy found the... Amy's the sleuth. We have to adjust the schedule of fees, and if you recall, we spoke about that the last time. And Amy, do you recall what the changes were that you suggested?
At one of the meetings, we talked about when we had the appeal, the extension of the variance. We don't have a process for that because it's never happened before, so we don't have a written process for how one goes about extending a variance the way we did for the PIP.
So we
need...
Is
that what we're talking about? I'm sorry. I thought we were doing schedule of fees.
Oh, the first one is adjusting the schedule of fees. I believe that you knew you had a list of exactly what fees need to be changed. It was mail fees.
It was just the mail.
Just the mail fee is the only thing that needs to be. It's like, what, $7.25 now is going up to $8 something?
Well, didn't we discussed that actual cost plus a dollar or something, just to make sure that all costs were
so covered. We're going to change that to, we're going to change our thing to be actual.
I thought it was two in the minute.
Maybe $2.
Whatever.
Okay.
Yeah. And I think we had to discuss it twice, right?
And this is the second time.
This is the second time.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. And so the new line in our rules will say actual cost of postage plus $2. All right. And then that procedural review, so Amy and I will come up with a format because we've never, I mean, Ron, do you ever remember seeing that?
No.
In all the years you've been on the board, I've never seen it.
We've never had the situation to even think about it.
So we now need to come up with some kind of procedure. So we'll write up a procedure that we can put in the manual. We'll have to have two hearings on it, and then we'll board discussions of it, and then it'll become, so the next two meetings we'll talk about it and get it into our minutes, and I don't expect that we'll have something coming up. So, and then I don't know if we have any other matter.
Well, I'd like to discuss the salary for the board. I recommend $50,000 per board member for this service.
Oh, I'll go along with that.
Second that motion.
Obviously, that's a joke.
Is it retroactive?
We certainly don't want that going around the town. But
is it retroactive?
No.
Wow.
Okay, if there's no other business, I'll call for a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay.